What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stephen Kwan, they called a guards ball last night on the internet.
What'd you think about that, by
Guardians
the way?
Did? What do you mean? That's how they play baseball.
Was it not
an accurate representation of the way they play baseball?
I think just putting the bat on the ball at all is an improvement over what we've seen from the Guardians this year offensively. But it was a chopper to third that Kwan then sprints out of the box. By the way, showing some effort.
Yep.
So while other guys were on their private jets, already at the end of the game, Stephen Kwan is out there hustling.
2-2. Puts it in play. Left side. Going to be a tough one. This game is tied. The American League has come all the way back from down 6-0. With a pair of runs here in the ninth, they've tied it at 6.
What's more guards ball than that? I think people would rather see a big-time home run out of somebody, but, you know, you're going to... Beggars can't be choosers.
I just love it. One guy hustling to first, two of the biggest stars in the sport hustling to get the hell out of the city.
Come on.
Does baseball have a problem? Can't even stick around for the end of your all-star baseball game.
Fair point. The man makes a good point.
I guess people are telling us this is how it's always been.
Yes, it is how it's
always been. Because you can't get back into the game. You're out of the game. Once you're out, you're out.
I'm going to get back to the Stefanski stuff. They ain't going anywhere. I can get back to the Stefanski stuff here in a moment. There was a book that was ghostwritten. This is going to be a long explanation. I'm going to try to shorten it up as much as I can. I have to go back and listen to this audiobook because I want to. It's an audiobook from Mickey Mantle called My Favorite Summer, 1956. My mom...
What?
I read the most obscure sports books you could possibly find.
Well, you don't even want to read this one.
Was this the same author of the Murray Warmoth book?
No. This was way better. This was, I think, written and narrated by the great Robert Lipsight. And I would do my paper route and listen to this audiobook on cassette on Walkman when I was like 11. Anthony is already not caring about it. But I'm telling you, I think he tells a story in the book, Mickey Mantle does, about going to the All-Star game and like leaving after the first inning, going and playing a round of golf, like flying somewhere to play a round of golf and coming back for the end of the game. I'm telling you, I don't think I'm making that up. Unless I dreamed it, and I've had some wild dreams. I had the Goathead dream a couple weeks ago and that whole thing, thinking that Beelzebub was coming after me. I'm telling you, there was a situation where like Mickey Mantle and somebody else or like a couple other guys, they started the All-Star game at like Dodger Stadium, left, came back at the end of the game. If Owen can figure it out or something, I think it was in that audiobook that I listened to while doing my paper. I listened to that audiobook a couple times.
Well, my quick AI overview tells me that while Mickey Mantle is known for his legendary baseball career, there are no records or indications that he played golf during an All-Star game.
He never played golf during an All-Star game?
No, I think he made this.
Well, why would I make it up? Why would I make that story up?
Although there is something that says, memories and dreams, a free round of golf for Mickey and Whitey.
All right, if anybody has the book, My Favorite Summer 1956, please get in contact with me. 216-474-0092.
But in the end,
already
do you think
putting it in my cart?
Do you think players they could spare an extra 20 minutes to stay in the ballpark?
No,
so they
because
jet out of there quite literally.
Because if you tell them they have to, they're going to start turning it down, and that's terrible. That's terrible for me. Major League Baseball, the fun of the All-Star Game in Major League Baseball, it's the only one left worth playing. I mean,
not worth staying for.
Apparently, no. But it's the only one left worth watching. I mean, I like my NASCAR, so I like that all-star race. But other than that, that's not a top three sport that we talk about in this city. We talk about the other two, that their all-star games are nothing. And this one is the last one left worth playing. So if you want the big stars there to at least start off the game, let them leave. Let them leave in their planes. All right. I want to get back to the Stefanski thing real quick. We got Matt Underwood at 922. I'm surprised. I'm very happy. I'm heartened today. After all this stuff we've been talking about with the Browns, and like at 7 o'clock where it's like, man, they really, with this Quinshon Judkins stuff, they've popped the balloon for so many fans. They are not feeling great going into the season. I've had a lot of Stefanski people come out the woodwork here over this last 40 minutes with us, Tone, about how good a coach Kevin Stefanski really is. It makes me feel better. It makes me feel better. And what makes Kevin Stefanski, while he does it, he does everything he can to not say anything that's controversial at all, to make anybody say anything about him. He is one of the most interesting characters I think we could possibly have, and let me tell you why. Because everything that we talk about with Kevin Stefanski, there's a little bit of doubt or a little bit of something that goes the other way. I'm in the bathroom, right before we started this segment. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, and I go, well, I could put it on. I know he wanted Deshaun Watson. I could put that on Deshaun Watson, or I could put that on him. You wanted him so bad, and then all of a sudden you can't make it work. Why can't you make it work? Why can't you do this? Okay, well, how much is on Deshaun Watson? I have to ask the question, how much do I blame on Deshaun Watson? But then again, I go down a rabbit hole. Everybody and their brother was saying Bill O'Brien was just inept as a head coach towards the end with Deshaun Watson, even though now the story comes out conveniently from Charles Robinson after this deal is made that, well, Bill O'Brien was basically calling the offense for him and Deshaun Watson didn't know what was going on. Well, then that sounds like a giant cover for Kevin Stefanski. So wait, I have to hold, if you really wanted the guy that bad and the guy went out there and was that bad, don't you wear some of that responsibility? Do you not? Then I could go the other way and say, well, you wanted him so bad. How about finding these different guys that are going to be able to help a quarterback like Deshaun Watson? So guess what? You got to get rid of Alex Van Pelt, and you got to get rid of Stump Mitchell. And because Bill Callahan doesn't like what he's seeing, Bill Callahan's going to go, and you got to replace all these guys. I don't know the truth to all that.
Well, you do have to consider the fact that there has been the removal of play calling duties only to reassume them again, and then the changes with the staff over the years. Look, that does happen in the NFL, but it's not like in this case, those guys got plucked because you were successful. You know, and those situations didn't arise because of success. They actually happened because you were trying to fix things.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, there is a wonder in this town of whether Kevin Stefanski will have his job and Andrew Berry have their jobs, regardless of what their record is.
Oddly enough, I think there is a little bit that they have in common with that argument we made about the Dolans earlier. Where you say just because it's a small market and they've been successful, a lot of people outside, like when we had on Tim Kirkchin, you guys should be happy with that. I think a lot of outsiders look at a team like the Browns and go, well, it's the Browns. You have a guy who's made the playoffs the last 2 years and say, you guys should be happy with that. And I think a lot of fans out there say with either team, both teams, I don't have to accept anything. I demand more. I demand one, actually start winning some games there, and I demand the other act like the competitive team, the Final Four team of what they were last year. That's what I think the fan base gets upset about. Because there ain't no, there are people making that argument. Guys, it is an insult to the other guys on this list to put it. When I do my top 32 list, I'm going to make the list tomorrow. He ain't going to be in the top five. Can I make an argument top 10? I might. He ain't going to be in the top five. Results have to matter to some degree. Brandon in Painesville, you're first up on the Fan.
Ken, Carmen, Anthony, Lima. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
All right, Ken, first, I agree with you. Top five, Kevin Stefanski, no way. I don't believe that I would put him in the top five on my list at all.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that wraps in with Anthony DeLima. You asked the question, is he being held back? I say yes. I would say definitely he's being held back. But I put a lot of that blame on Kevin Stefanski himself. And, Ken, you've had a couple callers already just today. And all through the Kevin Stefanski era here in Cleveland, a lot of people call in and their only argument for him, well, he's a nice guy. Well, maybe we don't need a nice guy, Ken. Maybe we need someone to stand up and say, I'm the head coach. I have a say in some of this. Let me have some control of this team. And Ken, hear me out on this. I know it was a different era in the NFL, but just two names that popped into my head. You would never get a call in Chicago or a call in Pittsburgh with Mike Ditka and Bill Cowher, all these calls saying, well, he's a nice guy. So maybe that's on Kevin Stefanski. Maybe he should stand up for himself, Ken.
Well, I think that's a great point, Brandon. Counterpoint, though. We did have a coach who recently did that. He said, quote, I'm driving this bus. His name was Hugh Jackson.
Yeah, well...
That's a cheap way out.
Bus, yeah.
No, I think for a lot of folks and where their frustration is, and I think even with yours, Brandon, thank you very much for the call, is that there is a quietness where I think the fans are left to wonder what you're really in charge for and how much power you have. I don't think there's, while I think that there's a test this year coming without Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn in Detroit and what you're going to be able to do now with Jared Goff, I think Dan Quinn's a better offensive mind than what a lot of us want to give us credit for, based on what we've read, because he's such a domineering personality. He's a good quote. People think maybe he's not really good at the chalkboard. We'll find out. We'll find out. But there's so many of those who, yes, they like Ben Johnson. They like Aaron Glenn. It is Dan Campbell's job. Dan Campbell is the guy in charge. And with the other guys on that list, they're the guy in charge. It didn't start out that way with Sean McVay. Remember, Sean McVay went and sat on an equipment chest and talked to quarterbacks while Wade Phillips did defense. Like, it was totally different than ever. But now Sean McVay, he rules the roost. He shares it with Les Snead, but he rules the roost. Like, there's guys where you don't want to hear the defensive arguments for the other guys the way I do with Kevin Stefanski. You don't want to hear those excuses given with some of the coaching staff stuff the way that is given with Kevin Stefanski. And that I have to understand. That I have to understand. Historically, this is a game that is filled where it goes to one guy and one guy only. The only part that I could ever think is successful where it didn't go to one guy only are two situations. And that goes back to the 50s Giants where you had Tom Landry and Vince Lombardi as your coordinators. And the other one where it was, yes, Mike Ditka and Buddy Ryan was his defensive coordinator. The other ones, it really comes down to one dude. And they may give credit to other people, but the fans see it differently. Joining us right now on the Fan Hotline, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Underwood, Cleveland Guardians, Guardians TV. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him all over social media. Watch him on Guardians TV. Matt Underwood joins us right now. Hello, Matt.
Ken, that was quite a tease.
Thank you. I have to admit,
you've got me intrigued now.
It won't pay off, I'm sure. I'm sure I'll lead everybody down a weird primrose path of a terrible story. But the Guardians are not going to do that. I know they lost 10 in a row at one point, and we were really, really, really angry. And then they won 6-7. And I did get a couple of people go, well, you know, it took some extra innings to beat those White Sox teams. I'm going, well, wait a minute. This ain't no travel baseball team. This is Major League Baseball. They're all going to give this. They're all going to give a good effort. They're paid to. So based on this last week, you got a 30th-ranked strength of schedule coming in on Friday. What do the Guardians need to do to take advantage of this and then maybe jump right back into the wild card? Because they're in the hunt at 4.5 out.
Yeah. I don't think it's a mystery. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know. They have to find a way to generate more consistent offense somehow, some way. I think the biggest disappointment so far this year has been their inability to find somebody to anchor the cleanup spot. Maybe it shouldn't be a disappointment. Maybe we should have seen this coming all along because, you know, when Josh Naylor gets moved in the offseason, that's 30-100 that walked out the door. And they didn't have really an easily identified guy to just step right in there. I think there was hope that a combination of players could fill what Josh left. And, you know, Lane Thomas has been hurt. He hasn't played. I think they were hoping, you know, the part of what Lane could do combined with some other guys might offset that loss. And it just hasn't happened. But Jose Ramirez, as long as he doesn't die of exhaustion, he's going to continue to carry this offense and put up otherworldly numbers. They need somebody to help. They need somebody to step in there and get hot behind him. Is it fair to say Kyle Manzardo has to do it? No. He's still a young player trying to figure it out, but he's kind of in that role. So hopefully Kyle can get hot in the second half and be a guy that they can count on, because he's had his moments where he shows you the ability to drive the ball, to generate instant offense. So he's going to be one of the people that they're going to lean on to help.
So it should come as no surprise that once Jose Ramirez got things going again after that bit of a slump, which of course coincided with a 10-game losing streak, they finish out the first half of the year winning 6 of 7. And I know it was the White Sox, and I know the Astros were pretty banged up as well. With that said, you know, you watch this team, you monitor them as close as anyone out there in the world. Do you think this team has what it takes to make any kind of a run and start to leapfrog all those teams ahead of them in the AL?
I think it's a challenge, Anthony. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's a real challenge, because I think anytime you start going, well, okay, the Tigers are kind of running away with it. Well, they're still the wild card, but you just kind of laid it out there. It's multiple teams. You're not fighting one team where you can kind of watch the standings. When it's multiple teams, that means essentially you have to start playing, I don't know, at maybe a 600 clip consistently the rest of the way to get there to secure that wild card spot. I don't know that this club can do that. They haven't done it to this point. They have not played at that level consistently. You know, they've shown flashes, but they haven't really put a run together for, say, 2 to 3 weeks or a month where you say, okay, now I see it. Now, having said that, the pitching has been getting better. The starting pitcher in particular, I like the trend that I'm seeing. Gavin Williams is getting better. Tanner Bibee, you know, you're going to get great effort from him every time out. I think Logan Allen has taken huge steps forward. Love what I'm seeing from Slade Ciccone. I think the pieces in the rotation are there, and if Shane Bieber comes riding in on a white horse, that's going to help. I don't worry too much about the bullpen. I know it hasn't been as good as it was a year ago when it was historically great, but I still think it's a good bullpen. If the offense can find a way somehow to you know, meet those other guys, meet the pitching staff, then yeah, I think they can put themselves in the mix, but it's still going to be a tall order.
Matt Underwood joining us from Guardians TV. Speaking of Tanner Bibee and like Gavin Williams and some of the younger guys that we've already seen, what has shown you that they can develop some consistency? Because, you know, like during that 10-game stretch where they were losing, I'm like, man, these pitchers are pitching so well. And then it was your offense that dug you out all those holes over the last week.
Yeah, I think that, so with Gavin, they've been making some minor tweaks along the way, trying to get him in a position where he can consistently throw more strikes. So we're seeing that. Now, it doesn't always happen, and that's the way it is with any starting pitcher. You know, every 5 days, you don't get the same version of that starting pitcher. If you do, those guys go straight to Cooperstown. So he's still fighting himself at times, but I think he's throwing more consistent strikes. Instead of just trying to throw it through the backstop, he's developed this little cutter, and it's enabled him to command it, throw more strikes, and I think that's been a big key for him. Slade Ciccone is a guy that, you know, he made a great revelation in one of his recent starts where, you know, he was late in the game, and he admitted afterwards, you know, I was chasing a strikeout instead of just chasing contact. Just get weak contact. So that tells me, you know, he's learning.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thinking his way through the game, and I think those are little baby incremental steps, and as they continue to make those, they get better. Logan Allen has developed a really good changeup. I mean, it's just become a difference maker for him. He's getting swings and misses. He's getting deeper into games, and that's the name of it. So, yeah, I think I'm seeing positive steps. This isn't like smoke and mirrors, like, wow, they're giving up eight line drives, and somehow they're hitting them right at defenders. I think there's reason to be, you know, optimistic with the starting rotation. And, again, as you just had, you heard my man JT on the update say, Shane Bieber is getting closer. And if he can get to a point where, sort of like Matthew Boyd last year, if he can help this team and maybe impact a few games down the stretch, who knows? That could be a real difference maker.
Matt, since you're around so many people and pretty dialed in, I don't know what to do in terms of expectations for somebody like Bieber coming off the injury and all the prolonged hiatus. So what are they feeling? What are you sensing from people close to the team on what they think is going to happen with Bieber once he starts pitching again up here?
I wish I had a really clever answer for you. I don't think anybody knows, because it's just so doggone difficult to predict. You know, there are times when guys race through the rehab and they drop them right back in, and it's almost like they didn't miss a beat. There are other guys that, you know, they stub their toe a few times and then it takes a little while and all of a sudden, for whatever reason, they take off. You just never know. Every, you know, it's not to dodge the question, Anthony, but every human body is different, and every ligament and tendon reacts a little bit differently. So there's just so much unpredictability to it. You don't know for sure. But given all of that, they do have this down to a pretty doggone close to an exact science. I mean, they say 12 to 16 months, and usually, unless something really goes haywire, the guys are back to throwing within 12 to 16 months. Now, I think that, to your point, what you're asking is when do we see Shane Bieber? You know, yeah, he may be back throwing. Okay, he's got another rehab point, but when do we see, you know, the Cy Young winner, the ace of the staff? That is the part that's just incredibly difficult to predict. But I think, given how hard he works and, you know, the fact that he's still pretty young and in great shape, I wouldn't be shocked if you see him and, you know, much like Matthew Boyd last year, if you see him and he's not going to be out there chucking 7-8 innings, but he might be able to go out there and give you a pretty good rip for 5 innings in late in the season, whether that's August or September. I wouldn't be surprised to see that at all.
Matt Underwood joined us on the hotline. So we've heard Stephen Vogt with a pretty consistent message, even during the 10-game losing streak. I'm wondering, what do you think that message is behind the scenes? He's still not 2 full years into his managerial career. You know, does he get a little more feisty, a little more hot when the doors are closed and there's no microphones or cameras around?
I really don't think so, Anthony. I think he's pretty consistent with, you know, that's just who he is. I think because he played for a long time, he recognizes the challenges that come with playing every day and the ups and downs of the long season. So I think he tries to avoid those mercurial mood swings that you see sometimes. Sure, every once in a while, there's nothing wrong with, you know, with just getting in somebody's ear and really, you know, getting somebody fired up. I think he can do that, but I think it's more of a direct one-on-one. Let's sit down and talk, and let's try to figure out what, you know, where you're at as a player and what we expect of you. I don't think he's a guy that's going to, you know, throw a tantrum and, you know, and break stuff in the clubhouse. And again, over the history of my time doing this, very seldomly do you hear stories like that where it actually worked. It offers entertainment at times. Guys will tell stories down the road about, well, you should have seen our manager. He flipped out one day. But, you know, very seldom does that actually have a direct impact. I think that's the key. So far, that's been the key to voter success. He stays consistent. Players know that he's not going to panic. Players know that he's not going to, you know, tear up the clubhouse. They know what to expect, and I think there's something to be said for that.
How does Kyle Manzardo make it into the lineup as an everyday player? What does he got to do?
I think, you know, if you're talking about, you know, from a position player standpoint, I mean, he's going to be, I think they're going to have to, you know, rely on him. So whether he's DHing or playing first base, I think like a lot of players, you know, you're trying to find out what pitches you can impact. And so it's a matter of not chasing the ones that you can't. And that just comes with time and experience, because big league pitchers know where you're weak. They know where your holes are, and those are the pitches they're going to try to get you to swing at. And it's not easy, obviously, or you know, guys would be hitting .400 and .500 all the time. So recognizing the pitches that he knows he can do damage with and trying to attack those. And then from a defensive standpoint, it's just continuing to work. You know, we knew the reports on him defensively coming in were, you know, he was not a great defender at first base, but I think he's shown that, you know, he's definitely a guy that you can put out there and you don't have to like cross your fingers and hold your breath. You know, he's not Gold Glove Carlos Santana caliber, but neither was Carlos Santana when he first started playing first base. So yeah. I think it's just a matter of continuing to work out there defensively.
Matt Underwood joining us from Guardians TV. What'd you think of the swing off last night?
You know what, Ken? I'm just going to say it. I thought it was entertaining, and that's what the doggone All-Star game is supposed to be. It's an exhibition game. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be for the fans and most importantly for the kids, even though the thing gets played too late. I thought it was awesome. You know, I think that, you know, it's better than, oh, let's go to extra innings and do we have anybody left on the bench to play? I thought it was great. At least you didn't end with a dumb tie.
You had a lot of baseball guys probably texted you about that, didn't you? I mean, you work in baseball because you were like, doggone it, Ken, I'm just going to say it. I'm like, well, I think, Lyman, I agree with you here. I don't think you're going to get a pushback.
I think it was fun, and that's what it's supposed to be. Now, I don't want to see that, you know, in a playoff game. I don't want to see a World Series game decided like that. And even the Ghost Runner, I'm still torn on that. Like, you know, I suppose there's part of me that's like, you know, it does generate instant, like, intensity, energy, and excitement, because you have to be on point the minute that extra inning starts with the guy that's in scoring position. But it definitely distorts the game. I'm glad they don't do it in the postseason. But, you know, maybe from a wear and tear standpoint, it is good, because we were the last team this year to have a game go 11 innings. We had not had an extra inning game go to 11 innings until just the other night.
Did you have any issue with the speculation that the two stars of the game, Ohtani and Judge, were nowhere to be found, had already exited the premises before the conclusion of the game? Could even hang around for the finale of the All-Star game?
Yeah, I thought that was a little strange, but I don't know. I don't know why that is. It felt weird. But you know, I don't know. Were they taking a plane? Are they already in the air, headed back to their respective homes? I don't know.
It seemed like they were. It was a little odd. It was because, yeah. But none of us ever thought that was going to be the situation. I mean, once you're out back in the day, and now it's like, well, do they need to stay over a swing off situation? Because that's what that's what people want to see. I don't know if anybody actually thought that's how it was going to go down.
You're true. Exactly. I don't think. I'm sure Judge and Ohtani, the last thing they were thinking about was, well, if this game gets tied, you know, we got to be out there for our teammates. So.
I wonder if they even knew there was a swing off.
Probably not. I'll bet 75% of the dugout didn't know it.
Oh, gosh. Matt, we thank you for the time. Have an enjoyable couple of days off and enjoy the second half of the season.
Thanks, gentlemen. Enjoy your day. Thanks. Great talking to you.
Yes, sir. Matt Underwood on the Fan Hotline. All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What do you want from me? If you're saying that the offense was...
Honestly, I don't want anything from you, really. So let's just... Guys, I appreciate it. It was great. It was great catching up. I can see why you has a good time up in Cleveland.
Okay, Dave, thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
I would have fired it right back in his face mask. Don't be a victor with jerk. Don't be a victor with jerk.
Can we be friends together?
Sure.
I forgot about that one. Ladies and gentlemen, joining the Bengals Ring of Honor. This morning it was announced. I read it from Dan Horde, who once paid me $20 to spot for him at a UC Akron college football game. He is the voice of the Bengals. I saw it from him. The Bengals Ring of Honor has been announced. And finally, you really like him down in Cincinnati. Dave Lapham is going into the Ring of Honor for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Go, Dave.
David, you know what?
Well done, Dave.
We're going to let bygones be bygones.
Hold on. My bygones, I didn't have any bygones in the first place. So I'm fine. I was fine back then. He's the one who hated me. The best part, easily the best part of that, wasn't even the first one where he hung up on us. It was the second one where he forgot that he hung up on us and then remembered when I asked him if we could be friends, he remembered why he didn't want to come on the show in the first place.
I was going to say, I was going to text him congratulations this morning, but my last text to him, he said, lose my number.
Lose my number.
I can't even text him.
Because I honestly, I felt bad about it because, so we got some listeners. How do I put this? We got some listeners who may work close to the field, okay? And he comes to town at least once a year. Dave Lapham does. And the one guy wanted a picture with Dave Lapham. And he's like, said something. He gave it away, right? And he goes, I know why you want to take this picture. Because he knew that we were laughing about him hanging up on us. Hanging up on me, really. You and Kid were dying.
That was great.
You guys thought it was the best. Were you hung up on us? And I thought when he did that, I was like, oh, Dave's in on the joke now. Okay, we're cool. We're cool. We're fine. And we are apparently not fine. I'm fine with him. See, that's the problem that we have. That is the problem with you and I, and even Owen to that level, but not as much because we have a different respect for Owen, you and I. You and I say such nasty things about each other that I'll go breaking stones with other people and they just don't want to talk to you anymore. They're done. You have crossed.
I don't think that AJ McCarron's going to be that guy. I don't think AJ McCarron would be that guy.
You think he would be that guy better than what he's got.
Hugh Jackson making that call.
You know, okay, well, why don't you coach that? It sounds like you should be the head coach, GM, and owner.
I'm just saying. Dave.
I can see why Hugh has a good time up in Cleveland.
Okay, Dave, thank you guys.
Thank you very much. Live is laugh. Live and laughing. Congratulations to Dave. By the way, if I were the head coach, GM, and owner, well, the GM, you know, you can't always allege it, but I always thought that, yeah, there's reasons why things get messed up, and for the better. Can I read something for everybody here? I checked my memory. There was the question about whether Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani were in the air at the time that the swing-off came around.
It's important.
I said, well, guys, the All-Star game has never been the type of thing that our generation has made it out to be. It's never been the important thing. It's never been as sanctimonious as we've made it out to be. And I had referenced the book, My Favorite Summer, by Mickey Mantle. My Favorite Summer, 1956, by the late, great Mickey Mantle, the Hall of Famer, and Phil Pepe. I got it mixed up. I mixed my New Yorkers up. I said it was with Robert Lipsight. It was with Phil Pepe. A listener of ours, Trav, tracked this down for us. I have in my hands an excerpt from the book because I had said I'd had that book on tape. My mom got it for me from the library. I delivered my papers. I had the paper route, and I would listen to this book, and I remember him telling a story about him. And I said they went to the game, then left to play golf, then went back. I got that mixed up. I got it backwards. So without further ado, let me read an excerpt here from My Favorite Summer, 1956, by Mickey Mantle. In 1967, the All-Star Game was played in Anaheim. It was my next to last year. I wasn't having a very good season. I didn't deserve to make the All-Star team, and I really didn't want to go. I wanted to go home to Dallas to play golf and take a few days off, but they put me on the team anyway, and I had no choice. Then he goes into this whole story about that's another thing. Today, players looked for an excuse to duck out of the All-Star game unless they have a clause in their contracts. He goes into the country club that he played at, where he was in the Preston Trails Country Club.
Ooh.
Preston Trails is this exclusive country club 20 miles outside of Dallas. It only has 250 members. There will never be any more than 250 members. It's all men, no women. They had a sign up for men only. And one of those women lib groups protested, so they had to change the sign to read a men's club. It continues like this into the next page, Tone.
He goes
into how much it cost and the people who involved into it. But finally, he gets back to it and writes, "So I paid the other $3,000, and I'm glad I did. Now a membership is worth $75,000. Anyway, I was at Preston Trails playing golf the morning of the 1967 All-Star Game, and it was arranged for me to fly to the game. So I left the golf course and went to Dallas International Airport and flew to Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, they picked me up in a helicopter and flew me to Anaheim, where I had a police escort to the ballpark. I got to the ballpark just as the game was starting. I didn't even make the team picture. Baltimore had won the American League pennant the year before, so my buddy Hank Bauer, who had managed the Orioles, was managing the American League All-Star team. I get to the ballpark and into uniform and walk into the dugout, and I say to the players, 'Hi, guys, how you doing?' Hank comes over and says, 'You want to hit?' 'Sure,' I said. 'Okay,' Hank said. 'You hit for Chance,' American League pitcher Dean Chance, who is a Cy Young winner and a Northeast Ohio native, by the way. I added that. He didn't. In the third inning, going back into the book, that was the game in which 30 batters struck out on both teams. So I put on a helmet, went up and hit against Juan Marichal and struck out. I said goodbye to everybody, went into the clubhouse, took off my uniform, got into my clothes, took the police car back to the Anaheim airport, got in the airport, got in the helicopter, flew back to Los Angeles, got in a plane, flew back to Dallas. When I got to Dallas, I went back to Preston Trails. I had a two-hour time difference in my favor, and that was a game that went 15 innings. By the time I got back to Preston Trails, the game was still on. So as I was sitting in the clubhouse at Preston Trails, watching the end of the game, some of the guys who had just saw me there said, 'Damn, didn't we just see you strike out?' I was reversed in what I had said. He started out the day playing golf. He finished the day playing golf. Mickey Mantle went there. He squeezed the All-Star game in between it.
So which is...
What do you think was longer, that All-Star game or that story you just read me?
I trimmed it down.
You had to pour in the details.
Trimmed it down. Okay, you leave out the women's lib part. You tell me. Big thanks to everybody who joined me today.
That was one of the most landiest planes we've ever landed.
What? Was I or was I not right? And it makes its point. The All-Star game has never
been. Glad he's in Florida or wherever he is.
Well, he's dead now.
No, I'm talking about the other guy that should be here after the show, but's not.
Next year in the All-Star game, they should simulcast the game and then the players taking off in their airplanes.
Actually, I would like to see that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.